Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Well, the cattle complex was sharply higher today, sparked by significant short covering and profit taking before the release of the July 1 cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures moved higher today, supported by short covering and the technical correction of oversold charts. Cash cattle trade was very quiet today, with both bids and asking prices poorly defined. We did see a few dressed bids in the north at 180 to 182. Additionally, a few live bids surfaced in Kansas at 115. It is possible that the trading is done for the week, and according to the midday report, the national hog base is lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Corn futures today are lower, down about 1 to 2 cents. And after a very bearish week, live cattle futures tried to adjust some higher. Specifically, prices were around 92 to 135 higher, supported by aggressive short covering and pre-report positioning. Live issues actually opened lower thanks to follow-through selling, but late-week buying interest quickly surfaced, lifting the market from extreme contract lows posted yesterday. And like their live counterparts, feeders quickly reversed from a lower opening. Feeder contracts started trading sharply higher, up about 170 to 392. The late-week buying interest is tied to short covering and pre-on-feed report profit-taking. And grain futures were lower today, with most of the red ink flowing in a soybean market that broke to its lowest level since April, with heavy rains offsetting fear of damage from this week's heat wave. Corn prices are a little lower after steady selling in Asia found support at new contract lows. And soybeans plunged to new three-month lows themselves, suffering double-digit losses on steady selling, while funds continue to take weather risk out of the market. Forecasts into August remain cooler and wetter, showing little threat to what looks like a pretty good crop so far. And wheat prices are lower, though the market found a little support from ideas that the crop in Europe will be much smaller than previously estimated. Still, December futures in Paris morning trade reversed lower after moving to new one-month highs. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.